We did get some reaction from the White House today on the back of that data, with the president saying in part, well, today is a reminder that Americans' budgets are being stretched in ways that create real stress at the kitchen table. There are also signs that we will make it through this challenge. He goes on to say, well, today's report is elevated. Forecasters continue to project inflation easing substantially by the end of 2022. Let's bring in our first guest for the hour. We've got Matthew Lazzetti. He's Deutsche Bank Securities chief U.S. economist. Matthew, let me just have you respond to that. What we heard from the president today to say, look, we know the number is bad, but it's going to get better this year.
Sure. First, thanks so much for having me. I think that has been the base case. But I think what is worrying from the inflation data this morning was not only that it missed to the upside, but it was the nature of that miss. We had new vehicles prices flat, and so that was expected goods prices kind of coming down from the very lofty levels. We also had a negative print in terms of lodging away, so hotel prices were negatively impacted due to Omicron. But the worrying development here is rent inflation. It was the highest month-on-month since 1992. We saw healthcare services inflation accelerating. And so these persistent items that I think the Fed will be very focused on pretend for upside inflation risks as we go throughout the year. So no doubt, I think we will be coming down on a year-over-year basis. The question is, to what level? And I think it's going to be a much higher level than forecasters have anticipated and the Fed has anticipated as of late.
Hey, Matthew, Brian Chung here. Great to have you on the program. Now, you've just got a note hot off the presses in reaction to the CPI, noting that this could be a doubling down on policy tightening, obviously referring to the Fed's next meeting in mid-March. A lot of chatter about the possibility of a 50 basis point rate hike in one move, which hasn't happened since 2000. Seems like that would be pretty aggressive and might signal perhaps a little bit of market uncertainty in the future. What do you see as the Fed's response to this?
Yeah, so far from Fed officials, we've heard that they're keeping all options on the table. They're not discounting the possibility of moving by 50 basis points or moving by meeting to meeting, but they have kind of guided away from 50 basis points rate hikes. We heard it from Cleveland Fed President Loretta Mester. We also heard it from Rafael Bostic yesterday. But they've also, I think, indicated that they're going to be focused on, are we seeing evidence that inflation pressures are in fact dissipating as they anticipated? I think this morning's data certainly does not provide that evidence. And then it also provides evidence beyond the near term that this is a bigger picture problem. It is a broader problem. It has migrated into services, and those prices are going to remain more elevated for longer, causing the Fed some issues. And so I think you have a Federal Reserve that is currently at zero. It's adding to their portfolio through March, despite the fact that CPI inflation just printed 7.5% and the unemployment rate is 4%. The market has moved to price it at roughly 50-50 probability. And I don't think that the Fed will want to surprise in a dovish direction at the moment, given where inflation is. So we do anticipate that at this point, the Fed actually does raise rates by 50 basis points in March.
What is the case for the Fed still adding to their portfolio? If we're talking about 40-year highs here.
There's no fundamental case, to be sure, to be adding to accommodation at this moment. I think when Chair Powell has been asked about this in the past, it has been a sense of not wanting to surprise the market. So winding down QE relatively gradually over time, guiding in that direction. And then he thought that that opened up enough opportunity to be able to respond to upside risk to inflation. And I think, you know, they will end QE in March. But I think what we're seeing in the inflation data, what we saw from the jobs report on Friday, both the resiliency of the labor market to Omicron, but also the very significant acceleration of wages, tells them that they just need to get moving quicker. And so we see the 50 basis point move in March. We see 175 basis points of Fed funds tightening throughout the course of this year, along with the quantitative tightening or the drawdown in their balance sheet that we anticipate. It is a meaningful shock, we think, to financial conditions, to monetary conditions. And I think it does raise some questions about can growth remain resilient as the Fed fights inflation as we get out to 2023 and 2024.
Okay, I want to drill down on this more because it seems like the consensus might be changing here, but to call for a 50 basis point hike in March is indeed an interesting call here. Would that lead to volatile mispricing? And is that something the Fed wants to do here? Not quite on the level of a Volcker shock, but doing so would really kind of make markets, and not just in the bond markets, I mean, broad portfolio positioning would shift pretty dramatically if the Fed did that note, right? Because the spectrum right now is very wide in terms of people calling for 3 to 7 to 8 rate hikes this year. If the Fed goes by 50 basis points, that goes all the way to one direction. Could that really mess things up and actually risk perhaps a tightening of financial conditions so dramatic that it might actually induce a recession?
So I think that has been the key reason to not go down this route of 50 basis points, because once you open up that box, you're not going to be able to control market expectations for where the Fed funds rate goes from there. And so I think as of up until today in this inflation print, that was a very compelling reason for the Fed to not go 50 basis points. To me, the recent data is signaling something that is very different. It's a broadening out of inflation pressures. It's an acceleration in those components that you should be worried about. And so the risks, I think, have shifted from not wanting to kind of lose control of the narrative about being behind the curve and being able to control market expectations to you actually need to tighten financial conditions. You need to reset policy in a better way. And you do not want to, I think, surprise in a dovish direction at this moment. And with the market pricing it, you know, roughly 50-50 at this point, and I anticipate you will hear Fed officials that are more open to it over the next several weeks, I think pushing up that market pricing. It won't necessarily be a surprise when we come to March, but I do think it does open up the path, as you mentioned, to the upside. The volatility that we can expect should be much greater. The fact that the Fed won't be able to guide about this path significantly, I think, induces a lot of volatility, a lot of uncertainty. And so it does create issues. It does create problems. But I think those problems will help them to tighten financial conditions and get the economy back on track and inflation back on track.